Now, one of the problems in writing about a subject is that sometimes journalists do rely on secondary sources. There's this one incident that I know very, very well because I covered it, about a drug trafficker in Mexico named Hector El Güero Palma. His wife ran off with someone and was killed. Now, in some magazine article in Mexico, it put in that she was killed by a rival drug trafficker, and the rival cut off her head and sent it to Hector Palma in a box. Well, this is completely untrue. If you check with the police, you'll find that police found her body with her head intact. Nevertheless, because a story I wrote never got on NexusLexis because it was written in a foreign language, the only thing that you can come across is this Mexican magazine article that says this. So this error of history has now been repeated in the New York Times, Newsweek, a book. And you'd say, well, perhaps it's unimportant. But this case is used all the time to signify rivalries between drug gangs in Mexico. And that is not necessarily what happened in this case. Actually, police believe that it was a lover who killed her. So the truth in this situation is never going to be part of history because it has never been written up in the English language. And a lie has become part of the folklore of Mexico. I think that this is one of the pitfalls of being a journalist. And I guess because I went to the drug trafficking center and studied this case, I was able to find out what is the truth. But that makes no difference because an error is now part of the written record.